From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Meat inspectors are working in meat packing plants despite the government shutdown. That's the National Pork Producer Council's response to erroneous reports in the news, mostly on social media, that they're not. AgWire.com reports NPPC and other livestock groups a year ago urged Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue to deem as essential the USDA Food Safety and Inspection Service. Also continuing to operate during the shutdown are USDA Market News Service staff, who produce the twice-daily livestock mandatory price reports. New legislation would provide legal status for immigrant workers and provide employers with a more stable workforce. The bill would allow immigrant workers to receive a blue card if they have worked in the U.S. at least 100 days over the previous 2 years. According to MilkBusiness.com, once the blue card is obtained, and if the status is maintained for 3 to 5 years, workers would be eligible for permanent residence. The National Milk Producers Federation supports the bill. Last weekend's winter storm, followed by a plunge in temperatures coupled with another cold push, could threaten livestock in the U.S. plains and possibly winter wheat in parts of the Midwest. Agriculture.com reports the storm brought 2 to 8 inches of snow from South Dakota to northern Iowa, with up to 10 inches in northern Iowa. Winter storm warnings were posted in South Dakota and Iowa, and winter storm watches all the way to New England. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.